Bandwidth for the Blonde Swedes podcast is provided by Shorn Media. The Blonde Swedes podcast is part of a well-balanced breakfast.
That was interesting.
What was that?
I heard I'm ringing in my earpiece.
That wasn't my earpiece, sailor.
It's a rabid beaver.
Whoa, chewing.
Hi.
Hello and welcome to the Blonde Swedes podcast, season 2, episode 3, now in a new compact streamlined format. In this edition, the weary Blonde Swedes need your love, say no to sex, but there is a baby involved. Also, summer trip news, a visit from Dr. Shorn, and a special Blonde Swedes music update. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this edition of
the Blonde Swedes podcast.
Well, we're gonna have to make this quick because I've been up for like ever.
Okay.
It seems that like all night last night working on a server upgrade at the indie office, and then most of the day today. And boy, I'm fueled, I'm hepped up and fueled on caffeine and raring to go. But if you let me go too long, I think it's gonna get a little weird.
Oh no! Is it now? You're in India?
Yeah. I think so. India, Indiana, one of those.
Okay. Well, it's just a few letters. It's probably the same. So how long we got you for? Do you want to go the whole hour? Or?
You can have me for the full hour, but it's going to cost you.
Do I have you for the full hour?
Yes, but it's going to cost you. Things could get a little filthy, a little dirty if we go that long.
Ooh.
But first things first.
Yes.
They've discovered that oral sex causes cancer.
Who's they?
Those people who discover things.
The people that make life horrible for everybody?
I read you from the BBC News.
Okay.
Oral sex linked to throat cancer.
Oh, man.
A virus contracted through oral sex is the cause of some throat cancers, say U.S. scientists.
Wow.
They said a larger study is needed. Yeah, I'll bet they did.
We all need a larger study, if you know what I mean.
There's going to have to be a lot more oral sex studied before we have the definitive answer on this.
Well, if that's true, that's going to put a huge damper on our Swede trips. That's like two days that what are we going to do with? So
right. Well, cancel the bi-yearly oral sex junkets, honey.
Damn. Oh, no. If I include that in, I have to put the explicit tag on it, don't I?
Right. But I think this is, it's all very odd that suddenly we're hearing that viruses cause cancers. This is all.
Oh, that's a good point.
All news. I mean, we've heard this about some other things recently, too. That suddenly it's a virus. It's not radiation or genetics or smoking or the fact that you didn't go jogging. It's a virus.
I guess I heard oral sex and that's all I focused on. In fact, I didn't even hear what you said in the article. You just said oral sex and that's all I could think about. Yeah, that is kind of weird.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, science is still discovering new basic facts. You know, like they used to think the earth was flat, then we found out it was round, and used to think there were only four elements, and now there's at least a dozen, I think.
Yeah. A dozen?
There's something like that.
Wow.
Unobtainium. stuff like that.
Cranium is that one?
Cranium, unobtainium.
The Blonde Swedes Music Update.
You know, there's no love for the Swedes these days.
No. We it's like we release the thunder and we get the deafening silence.
Yes, exactly. I mean, let's, you know, we'll talk about that a little later maybe, but let's recap. You know, we have a Cafe Press store. How many orders have we gotten?
None.
No orders. The only orders we've gotten are the orders that we bought ourselves. So,
right.
So we got that going. We haven't had a single email.
Since my sister wrote us, like,
that's,
you know,
right,
9 months ago or something.
Yeah. So no one's writing emails. We're lucky. We do get some comments on our LiveJournal page, but, you know.
Right. They're usually people demonstrating how much more humorous they are than we are.
Usually that's it. Right.
Not that that's hard. I'm not saying they're like, you know, have to work really hard at that or anything, but
right,
that does seem to be why they're there.
Yeah. So just to show off bit pretty much. And now we release a song and there's nothing. There's no downloads. How many downloads? Zero.
No, seven.
Seven. But like, no, you know. Mm-hmm. I just don't know, man.
Yeah, our Punch and Train video is more popular this month than
How's our podcast listenership? I bet it's up in the hundreds now, right?
If you add all of them together, yes. If you record 100 and you download it one time to test it, you reach that. So I don't know.
It's hard being a Swede out there.
But I want to talk about the song a little bit, though we didn't get a lot of, you know, not getting a lot of mojo on it just yet, motion on that front just yet. But this is a topic we've discussed privately and perhaps even brushed on in the podcasts in the past, is what our respective friends think about the Blonde Swedes.
Ah, yes.
Our friends love us. You know, your friends and family love you. And they'll listen to the stuff you do. And then when they comment on it, what is the common thread? It's you're great. That other guy, I'm just not so keen on him.
Oh, they like you.
Well, no. I'm not saying this is happening at both ends is what I'm saying.
Oh, I see.
You know, yes, that's my true. Friends and relatives listen to our song and they're like, you should play with other people. And I just have to imagine that. And your friends are doing the same thing. Like, well, you sound great. I really think it's you need to do performance with other people.
No, I'm not.
And kidding. What is it about our friends that your friends to you and my friends to me that they are so jealous?
They want
to
drive us apart.
Of the other member, that they have to, like, cut him down.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. They're trying to come between us is really what it is.
I think so. Yeah. I think they're jealous.
Except, you know, my friends also like you, so I...
they do. Okay.
Yeah. So, so I guess your friends don't like me is where we're at now. So I have to find it out this way.
That's a whole different spin on it, isn't it?
My mom likes us.
My mom, too.
Good.
Although she thinks I should replace the singer.
Yeah, yeah. I hear this. Nobody.
I really don't understand it. I honestly, I'm like, what are you talking about? This is fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I feel like I'm presenting this great voice to the world.
Yeah.
And mom goes like,
Yeah, that's, well, your mom, you know, she's had it in for me for a long time.
I guess.
Yeah. Now, all my friends love my voice, so.
Right.
But they also love your guitar playing. So, right. You know, maybe you need to get some more friends, is what I'm saying. Because they do not.
Well, see, my friends don't believe that's me playing guitar.
Oh, I see.
Right. So that, you know, they don't compliment me on the guitar playing because,
gotcha,
they don't believe it is me.
Well, you know, because, you know, if you if your friends don't recognize the quality,
right,
that are my dulcet tones, I feel sorry for them.
Me too.
Yeah. So there.
You know, I'm still expecting Amy Mann to hear this and like call you and say, "I want you on my next record."
She might. You know, I step by the phone.
I fully expect this. I will be disappointed if less than that occurs.
Yes, every time the phone rings, I think it's Amy. But mm-hmm. I felt that way for the last 3 years. She never calls. I expect her to call and say, "Oh, I had this horrible breakup, and I need somebody."
And she would be a good keeper, William.
Yeah, and I drive. Where are you? I'm in New York. All right, I'll drive over. And I'd drive over, and she'd say, "What's 3,000 miles?" And I'd say, "For you, anything." And then I'd drive over, and that would be it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did have that. You know, she was on stage, and those jeans and stuff, and I was like, "Wow!" And then she said,
"She's
my
got
husband
legs, like all the way half up her body."
She does. She has legs to her forehead. It's amazing. And I said, I was like, "Oh, Amy." And then she said, "You know, my husband." I'm like, "Shh, no, shh." I'm in a fantasy place right now. Don't, no. He said to me, "No, shh, no.
Ooh, yow! The Swedes take a holiday.
But we were talking about trips.
Yeah, and it's becoming a little summer of trips, I think.
Yes, it is.
You've been on a trip recently.
I have.
I've been going to be on trips all over for work, you know, like 1 or 2 days in exotic places like Kalamazoo.
Right.
Throughout the summer doing upgrades and stuff, and we're doing a road trip together to Toronto in September.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. And
yeah, that's gonna be great.
Yeah, it's funny because I can't even believe that I considered just flying to Toronto, because the minute you said, you know, we're gonna drive from Columbus, I was like, oh. And it's not the best drive, but you know, the idea of being on a road trip really.
Oh yeah, it
sounds
just
like a blast.
There's something really fun about it, especially if it's just a day.
Yeah,
if it drags on for 2 or 3 days, like cross country or something, that's no fun. But
yeah, so I have to tell you about that rush trip. You know, I've told my friends that, and you know, nobody, there's no love for the rush either. It's more
really?
Like, oh, that's nice. I say, yeah, it's cool because we have seats that are really close. Oh, that's great. Yeah, how much did that cost you? $120 a piece.
What? Well, are these people who don't go to shows these days?
Oh yeah, I know, but you know, it's still like, you know, your average rock ticket might be, you know, $50, $60.
So. Did you know the lawn seats at the amphitheaters for this tour are $50?
Oh really?
Yeah.
Huh? No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they are. The lawn seats are $50. Yes. So we're only paying double that, right?
Yeah, that's right. So it's pretty good. 26th row. 26.
Right. It's going to be good.
Yeah. No Moby pictures in this one.
No, just the back of tall people's heads.
That's right. Oh, I see what job I'm going to get. Here, take a picture.
Jane's going to be on your shoulders the whole show.
That's right. I'll be splashing my breasts. Oh,
yeah,
no.
She'll be working out. She's been working out so she can be as light as possible.
Excellent. I'm glad she's in training. Though I hear, you know, she might have been a little surprised that this actually was going to happen.
Yeah, she's still, I think she still harbors fantasies of weaseling out of this somehow, but not at a $100+ ticket price.
Well, you know, you can say you can weasel out of it, but I need a date. You know, you do.
If I were to bring
Yeah.
Supply.
If you find another woman to go as your wife,
yes,
that would work. I had a good experience. I went to see my friend in Ventura. And I discovered that babies are not alien life forms. They're actually quite approachable.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was very thrilled.
They're born with real people personalities.
They sure are. And it turns out, you know, they don't really like to be sad all the time. So they're kind of party animals. They're sort of ready. You know.
What's next?
You're like, what's wrong? And they're crying. And it's like, you know, you feel like they're going to say to you, dude, if I could just get some food, we could, like, keep partying all night. And it was great. You know, it was my first baby experience of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was handed the baby. Here, right. Take the baby. And I think it was planned that way because I didn't have
Right, and not just for, like, 5 minutes, but for, you know, you spent some considerable time. Yeah. Long enough to get past the initial shock of, oh, my God, I'm holding a baby.
Yeah, that's right. And so it went really well. There are some pictures up of me pushing a stroller, which was an odd thing to look at. But
you got a lot of great pictures on that trip.
Yeah.
I definitely recommend it. Tell everybody where it is.
Okay. It's, I don't know the URL. It's on, what's the URL from Flickr? It's on Flickr.com. And
go to blondsweeds.com and click on the Liam's Flickr page. Link.
There you go. You're so smart. Is that up already or is that something I got to do?
No, that's there.
Oh, you're so clever. again, you're the smart one.
Wow. I can reference a web page with a link on it.
So
really,
yeah,
it's going places with that kind of expertise.
And I flew through Portland to Seattle, which is something I'll never do again in my life. The Portland leg of the trip was half an hour, and right. yeah, it was in a plane that 9 rows in it. You know, what, 5 people a row, so about 45 people maybe, and as we go to take off, it's raining in 46 in Portland. As we go to take off, the airline steward guy walks back to the back row where I was sitting. And he said, hey, how are you guys doing on the couch back here? And we all kind of chuckled. Ah. And he said, well, just to let you know, it's going to be really bumpy up there today. Mm-hmm. And if you start to get nauseous, turn on some air. And if you get really nauseous, give me a call. I won't be able to help you unless you call me because I'm not going to be able to walk around during the flight because it's just going to be too bumpy. We're all like, okay. And he goes and straps himself in. And we're all like, you know, all turning on our air already. Like, okay. And 2 military aircraft take off and they fly over the plane really loud and... We're like, oh, and the captain gets on the thing and he says, we're going to delay for 15 minutes. Some of you might have noticed those 2 military aircraft that flew over. They both got hit by lightning. And he goes, it won't hurt them and it won't hurt us, but obviously we want to avoid that. And now we're just like, everyone's like, it's 3 hours to drive to Seattle. Why did I fly?
Right.
So, and the flight was, it was rough. It was one of those flights where you have the experience of going forward and sideways at the same time.
Uh-huh.
So that really disconcerting, like, are we moving diagonally? <You know? laughs> Yes, the plane is moving diagonally. That can't be good.
No.
No, so that was my experience coming back, and it's...
Wow.
Yeah. But it was a great trip. Great trip full of a lot of animals. We went to the Santa Barbara Zoo and had a good old time.
Is that the Hanna-Barbera Zoo? Is that what you said?
Yes. We saw the
Did
hair
you see
bears.
And,
yeah.
On podcasting.
Oh, I remember one of the topics, speaking of excitement in podcasting.
Yes.
I keep listening to Kevin Smith's podcast.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
And the other thing I found listening to him talk, you know, he's divulging, they're reminiscing about things they did together in the past, but they're also going farther back to before they met. And Kevin Smith's talk lately, his most recent podcast, he's talking about in high school, he was in all the plays and stuff. Did theater in high school, and so that's another thing.
Oh wow!
Like we had in common was high school. You know, we were like the theater kings in our high school. I mean, for technical reasons, doing technical stuff, not actually performing. Kevin did actual performing,
right?
But then going on to college and junior college and dropping out.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. So all I need is somebody to I guess I first have to write some scripts, don't I?
Yeah, that's
write
that's
some
the
movie scripts and get somebody to
the first part
to do produce them for me.
I guess I don't really I'm not really your Scott Mosier.
You could be, you know.
I could be, but I'm probably not.
Well, are you good with finances and schmoozing?
Not too much.
Are you sure?
Well, schmoozing a little better, but not snoozing or smoozing? Because I'm good at snoozing.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I could be your Ben Affleck. I know I could be your Jason Mewes.
I don't know. That would take a lot of drug use.
Yeah, I'd have to get started right away.
Right away. You got a long way to go for the muse.
Yeah, I don't know if I could hit that level. But I could I could probably hit the Ben Affleck level. Doesn't take too much effort.
Ben Affleck level of what?
Just anything. Life, acting.
Okay. Oh, like marrying inappropriate people.
Yeah.
Check.
Yeah.
Paging Dr. Shorn. Dr. Shorn, please bring your rockoscope.
Oh, that, you know, I'm my recent endeavors into a video production.
Oh, yes.
I'm getting to live band recording.
That's the other topic.
Yeah, I've been working on doing that. I did was part of a 5-camera shoot at a small bar in Powell, Ohio, about a week ago.
Cool.
Cool band called Swag. You should check them out sometime. They're on MySpace, swagband.myspace.com. And you'll see some cool artwork done by my friend, Mr. Doug. And I got in trouble for using his full name in one of our podcasts once.
Oh, no.
But he also doesn't like his... internet moniker either, so I'm not to use that either. So can that guy I sometimes do stuff with in Columbus, I could call him that, you know.
We just make up a nickname,
right?
Like, you know, like Booge.
Yeah,
come up with a Doug nickname. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to use his first name either.
No, you can use his first
name. Okay, his first name,
right?
We will just call him D.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
All right. But we did a 5-camera shoot at a little club, and turned out pretty good. And he's doing the post-production on that one.
Oh, cool.
And it's going to turn into a promo for the band. And then there's a Rush tribute band called Momo's Dance Party coming to the same club. And I'd heard about them before on Rush message boards. And so I emailed them and said, hey, you want to... I did camera work there last week for a show, and I'd like to do some more of that. I could do one for you guys. And they wrote back almost immediately that they would like that very much. So I'll be there on the 24th of May.
Yes.
Sitting in the sand to watch the fireworks display.
Yes.
And record the band. I've since found out from their website that they're going to do the entire Hemispheres album.
Oh, okay.
at this show. That'll be neat.
That will be neat. And we watched some video of them earlier today, so I've got more.
Some older videos about this time last year. And got more now I'm wondering what I've got myself into. and we'll see what I've gotten myself into.
It'll be an experience, if nothing. Well, at least, it'll be the whole Hemispheres album. So that you've always wanted to hear Hemispheres perform. There you go.
Right.
Now you can shut up.
And we'll see how it goes. Maybe I can help these guys out and have some fun doing it.
Well, I do have to say, in watching this, I was pretty impressed by the drummer.
Yeah?
Yeah. Obviously you can't, I don't know how you'd play everything that Neil plays. You'd be Neil.
Right.
But he does just on those clips, he does a really good job. Mm-hmm. of hitting it, and kind of he's kind of made some of it his own too. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, good. And that's and what's the origin of Momo's Dance Party for?
Oh, we're not to do obscure Rush references anymore.
Oh, that's
don't
right.
You remember?
I remember that now. Yes.
And not only are we not to do them, we're doubly not supposed to explain them.
No, that's true. Yes, so we'll just let that go.
Why don't we let that go? I'm calling my manager.
Oh, hey, by the way, I've gotten some good feedback and praise for your music that was placed under the rollout of the last podcast.
Well, cool. I thought you'd have fun making that, and I've been working on some more of that. Nothing that I've got ready to ship your way yet. But
yeah, the funniest praise that I heard was that makes you guys sound like a real show.
Nothing ever changes.
Like, oh, what do we sound like without it? So. You guys don't sound like total crap with this music. Oh, thank you.
A real no.
Yeah.
But well, I do refer to us as like a fake band whenever I mention it to my friends. Oh, my fake band put out a song.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
We're a meta band. That's how I call ourselves. We're much bigger than a regular
right.
band would be.
Right. It band is not a big enough description.
No. No. We are an event.
We're like a. Oh.
Well, that's it. And thank you for tuning in to the podcast. sponsored by No Doze.
The Blonde Swedes Podcast is a production of Windwalking Arts. Additional content and assistance provided by Shorn Media.
Oh, hello.